Now, Ambassador Crocker's boss is in Germany today with the other leaders of industrial nations. The Group of Eight summit will focus on the environment and other issues, all at a resort behind a high-tech fence. Here's NPR's Emily Harris.
President Bush comes to the G8 summit with a new plan on climate change. He wants to bring the world's biggest greenhouse gas polluters together to agree on how to cut emissions. Europe's initial response?
The United States has finally taken a step. Great. What we don't know is whether it's a step backward or sideways.
Tomasz Walasek heads the foreign policy program at the London-based Center for European Reform.
Most people would agree that it's not a step forward, not in a sense of supporting anything that the Europeans under the aegis of the Kyoto Protocol have agreed on.
The Kyoto Protocol is the current mechanism to cut greenhouse gas emissions worldwide. The U.S. never ratified Kyoto, but it did sign the umbrella UN treaty that aims to avoid dangerous human interference with the climate. White House Environmental Advisor James Conaton said Tuesday President Bush's proposal is intended to fit within that UN framework convention.
Certainly it was never anybody's intention to have a separate process. The United States is a party to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. And that is the forum where the world takes action together on climate change.
But he reiterated the administration's belief that the Kyoto method for cutting greenhouse gases won't work in the U.S. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says any progress at the summit on climate change will be valuable.
Ein Erfolg haben wir, wenn wir ein Stück weiter sind, als wir es vorher waren.
We'll have a successful summit if things have moved on from before. I believe the commitment to accept reduction goals and to recognize scientific findings is a step forward.
Even if there is harmony on climate change inside the meeting, there's discord outside. Peaceful protests have turned violent several times already. Hundreds of people were injured in a clash with police on Saturday. That led to an increase in public support for Germany's sharp security crackdown. But the measures police have taken, including building a massive fence around the summit location and allegedly collecting scent samples to track a few violent protesters, also make many Germans uncomfortable. Leftist politician Petra Pau.
We're experiencing the restructuring of a democratic civil state to a preventive security state. The G8 meeting is a pretext for using these measures.
Inside the meeting, conflict could potentially erupt between Russia and the rest of the G8 leaders, says Charles Kupchan with the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations.
The obvious flashpoint is Putin.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Sunday that Moscow could aim its missiles at Europe if the U.S. pursues its plans to build a missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic. Kupchan says Russia also opposes the U.S. position on the future of Kosovo and may resist U.S. efforts for more sanctions aimed at stopping Iran's nuclear program.
Whether both are on best behavior in Germany is anybody's guess. My own hunch is that they will be. But clearly, if there is a bilateral relationship that has the potential to blow up during this trip, it is the U.S.-Russia link.
But G8 watchers also say it's rare that a leader wants to create a stir at these meetings. And on controversial issues like climate change, they'll stick to endorsing broad areas of agreement. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.
You can preview the Group of Eight agenda at npr.org.